It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Tristan Tucker. He is the Indiana Fever beat writer for Windsider and the managing editor for North Carolina State University student newspaper, The Technician. On the program, we discuss the first half of the Indiana Fever season, the WNBA's popularity in Indianapolis, and so much more. Tristan is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Oh, now they need to see my birth certificate. Honey, where do we keep the birth certificates?
Why?
Buying socks.
Socks. I'll check upstairs.
It's easy to be unsafe online.
You're the best.
Now it's easy to help protect yourself. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you device security, a VPN for online privacy, and identity theft protection. All in one. Opt in to cyber safety. Save 25% or more off your first year at norton.com/news.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz & Watson. Fire up your Wednesday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90 Day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Ball 22, Danielle Robinson all the way to the bucket, and that's what she's just known for, pushing the pace. second consecutive start for them as well. Fever, two on the shot clock. Daniel Robinson, nice kiss off the glass.
You know, the post for Indiana, which caused them to shoot free throws.
Turnover by Ari McDonald. Daniel Robinson not wasting any time with the beautiful reverse. To see Daniel Robinson trying to get the ball into Tierra McCowan, and that's tough, but they have to find different ways to throw different looks at her.
And then help side defense from behind.
The last couple of games, they've been tested on the inside. And Tierra McCowan.
And Monique had a defender on her, so right there, I like to see Odyssey shoot that layup.
Good point there, and on the other end, Tierra McCowan picks the ball up and just dumps it right on down in the hoop.
She converted her defense to offense, and that's the way you get back into a game. That's the way you get aggression and energy back in your favor. As Robinson goes up and lays into the dream for the easy runner.
A little switch.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Bally Sports Indiana, and that was the Indiana Fever's Tierra McCowan and Danielle Robinson showing up big in a win over the Atlanta Dream on July 11th of 2021 during the first half of the WNBA season. And on the program now, we have someone that is a beat writer for the Indiana Fever, courtesy of a website titled Wimsider, and also he's a managing editor for the North Carolina State University Technician, which is a student-produced newspaper. And he's also doing some other great stuff for some writing along basketball. Let's welcome him to the program, Tristan Tucker. Hello, Tristan. How's everything?
It's going pretty great. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's jump right to it. The first half of the season for the Indiana Fever, hasn't been good. They're currently at last place in the WNBA standings, but there were some bright spots throughout the first half of the season. And the first, let's talk about Tierra McCowan for a moment. She has really shown up big as being one of the premier players, not just on the Fever, but in the WNBA. Give me your thoughts on Tierra in her first half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, Tierra's been amazing, especially across the three win streak that the Fever accumulated towards the end of the first half of the season, right before the break. You know, my favorite thing that she told me in the first half of the season was that she didn't care if she started, she didn't care if she came off the bench. She said whenever she's out there, we all know what she's going to do. And I mean, she couldn't be more correct about that. I think she had several double-doubles towards the end of the season. I mean, first half of the season, she just was going off. And I mean, like she said, it didn't matter if it was off the bench or as a starter.
You know, and speaking of another person that's done great in the first half of the year, we know what impact Tierra has made on the Fever. But how about Danielle Robinson? Danielle has really been effective in the top 10 in categories in the WNBA in assists and steals, and she's really made her mark this year. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Danielle in her first half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, Danielle Robinson is exactly as advertised. I wrote about this towards the beginning of the season. She's given the Fever everything that they've wanted from her when they got her over the offseason. She's a defensive hound. She's averaging about 1.7 steals a game. I think that's top five in league rankings. I'd have to double-check that. But she's consistently been at the top of the WNBA in terms of all defensive categories and statistics. She's just been fantastic. And she's another player that has really started to lead this team. And she's a former All-Star. So you know what you're getting, and you know you're going to get that kind of veteran leadership out of her, and she's provided exactly that. I mean, without her, the Fever wouldn't have been able to go on that win streak towards the end of the season.
Another person that's really shined bright for the Fever in this first half of the year, Tristan, is Kelsey Mitchell. I mean, Kelsey Mitchell, I mean, and in such a short amount of time, similar to Tierra, has made an impact not just on the Fever but in the WNBA. She's really shot her shot in this first half of the year, basically being the leading scorer in a lot of games for the Fever. Just give me your thoughts on Kelsey and her play in the first half.
Kelsey's been fantastic. I mean, she's been the offensive leader every single night. She's averaging over 16 points a game, shooting very well. She started the season up and down, but I mean, one of the things she told me was that, you know, after the Fever had a very condensed start to the schedule, started their season, they were playing games pretty much every other night, which is kind of unprecedented. For a while, they were leading the league and games played. But once they started to, you know, get back from their road trips and, you know, start to ease back in with their family, Kelsey Mitchell was the first one to tell me that, you know, seeing her family, seeing her nieces, I believe, really sparked her. And she has been shooting at lights out ever since. I think she followed that game up with a 6-for-10 showing from deep, which is just fantastic. And to see her doing this at such a young age, just now entering her prime, basically, she's somebody that could lead the Fever for several years to come, if she hasn't already, you know.
Rightfully so, and a person that has really been doing her thing on the defensive side as well as doing the handling the dirty work rebounding is Jessica Breel, and she's been in the top 10 in the WNBA in categories in rebounds and block shots, and she's really made a difference in those two categories. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Jessica and her play in the first half.
Yeah, Jessica Breeland is maybe my favorite player on the roster to talk about. She's just so much fun to watch. I mean, she, like you said, she's, you know, top five for every per-game statistic for the entire Indiana Fever in every single of the main five categories. I mean, points, assists, rebounds, steals, blocks, she's there. She's fantastic at blocking shots. She played fantastic defense on Jonquel Jones when they matched up in that upset win. She's just everywhere. She can play make. She can, you know, obviously get boards, and she can score. She's so invaluable to this team, and she's a huge reason why they're able to rip off that 3-game win streak before the All-Star break.
All right, and then, you know, the Fever, I'm looking at, again, this roster right here. Tristan is loaded with a lot of talent on paper. You know, what we mentioned with Tierra and also with Jessica and Kelsey and Danielle, but it's been a tough first half of the year for the Fever. They've currently ranked last in the standings, and they play in a tough Eastern Conference with Connecticut and then Chicago, followed by New York, and then there's Washington, and then you have Atlanta. What do you think the reason has been for the Fever not doing well in the first half?
There are a lot of reasons. To begin, I mean, I mentioned this earlier. They played a very condensed first half of their first half schedule, so the first quarter of the schedule. They were on the road for just a ridiculous amount of games. I think maybe half a month it was before they were able to return home. They were playing, you know, every other night, which, like I said, is very unprecedented for some WNBA teams. That kind of a condensed schedule is just, you know, bound to have its effect on players. And like Kelsey Mitchell was saying, you know, not being able to see her family in person for a while really kind of took some of the air out of her. Like, it's hard to do that as a player, to just go over to whether it be the East Coast or the West Coast and do these kinds of road trips and have these kinds of games where you're not used to the time difference. You're not used to, you know, not being able to see your family, and you're just having to consistently go at it. Another thing that the Fever have struggled with are injuries, especially towards the beginning of the season. They were using several different starting lineups. I think there was, like, in the first 10 games, they used, like, 6 different starting lineups or something like that. Again, I'd have to look at that in specific, but they used several different starting lineups. And, I mean, you just can't hope to develop a chemistry with your teammates, especially with, you know, your new signings. You're bringing in, you know, people like Danielle Robinson and Jontel Lavender. And then, you know, rookies like Kaiser Gondrzik. You can't hope to establish a chemistry with your teammates if you're not even able to play with all of them. So, yeah, I mean, just that combination of two factors really, really, really led to the Fever struggling. And, you know, as you saw the team come back home and start playing on the home court, they were only losing some of these games by single digits. They start getting people back, and they started switching up their lineups, and things started working. Once the team was able to start clicking, I mean, they were just on fire through the last 3 games of the first half of the season. But, yeah, I mean, there was a lot to like. But, yeah, the record obviously isn't where they want it to be, but they do have, you know, a couple of things that you can point at as to, well, okay, that might be why.
I want to talk about Julie Alamond. I mean, Julie Alamond has been suspended, of course, for this season due to commitment to playing overseas. What's the status on Julie, and when can we see her? And will we see her play for the Fever next season?
I'm honestly not sure what the contract situation is with Julie. I know, you know, the Fever would obviously like to have her back. She'd be a huge part of this team, as she has been in the past, but I'm honestly not sure what that situation is looking like. I would expect for her to be playing for the Fever next season, but I cannot guarantee that.
You mentioned another person when I asked about the reasons why the Fever haven't played well in the first half of the year. You mentioned her name, the rookie out of West Virginia, Kaiser Gondrzik. What's going to be the status for Kaiser? Will she get more playing time going into the second half of the year?
I think she should. I think that she's shown that she is capable of holding that workload. I wrote about this too. If the Fever ever need to switch up their guard lineup, Kaiser Gondrzik is somebody that I'd like to see start. I mean, she can handle the ball. She can play make. We saw her when she was getting, you know, late minute playing times and crunch time situations. She was holding her own, and she's a very good defensive player, a lot more scrappy than what people might have expected from her coming out of West Virginia. And yeah, I think that she definitely deserves more playing time. As for if that will happen, I can't say for sure. So far, it seems like the rookies to be, you know, favorable, and head coach Marion Stanley's rotation are Bernadette Fitzhar and Chelsea Perry, who the team just re-signed after releasing her early in the season and then, you know, waiving Lauren Cox. They brought her back as a three-point specialist. So it remains to be seen, but I definitely think that Kaiser has proven that she can hold more, withhold more minutes and earn more playing time down the road.
I want to talk about another guard on the team, and that's Victoria Vivians. I know she had a solid college career at Mississippi State. Is there going to be more playing time for her going into the second half of the year?
Victoria Vivians is somebody that has started to light it up in that three-game win streak, and she had a struggle to the beginning of the season, but that's attested to the fact that she was coming back from an injury, and that happens with all great players. They all have to take their time to come back. So, yeah, I think that we will start to see her more, especially if her shot starts to start falling more. She's a career, like, 36% three-point shooter, something like that. Very good, reliable sniper that would be very valuable for the team coming off the bench, especially if she can have more games, like her 17-point outing earlier in the season, and she had a 9-point outing recently where she hit three threes. She's a very valuable piece to the team, and yeah, I definitely think that we'll see her playing more, especially as she is, you know, continuing to fully heal back from that injury.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's, and if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink; it's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Switching to Geico is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, Geico makes it easy to switch. They have licensed agents available 24/7 online or over the phone.
But if it's so easy, you might start thinking everything is easy, even big wave surfing. And it's not. It's actually quite difficult.
Well, if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds on car insurance. And you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might lead you to make some questionable purchases, like a 20-foot feather boa. And do you know how hard it is to clean a 20-foot feather boa?
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver.
But when life gets a little easier, it makes you too confident, and you start calling everyone ace. And you're better than that.
Well, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating and has been saving people money for 85 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to Geico. It's obviously a good idea.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy macanoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
So you want to start the semester in style? Try a new desk, maybe fresh bedding, the perfect mattress topper, a much-needed coffee maker, and everything else to complete your dorm. Just search the style from start to finish. Create your look with affordable decor and free and flexible delivery options on HomeDepot.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid on select items online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
All right. And, Tristan, Indiana is a state that loves basketball. Basketball is at a fever pitch in the state of Indiana. And I know that the WNBA's presence has been in Indianapolis for a long time. We know about the NBA's history with the Indiana Pacers. But I want to ask you about what's the popularity of the WNBA like in Indianapolis? Do people really enjoy fever basketball?
Yeah, I mean, so I wasn't really engaged or immersed maybe with the Indiana Fever in particular before I started writing with Winsider. But I have to say that's my favorite part of the job so far, is just seeing how impassioned and, you know, ecstatic the fans are game in and game out. I mean, even when the team lost 11 straight games, which, you know, would turn some fans away from ever watching the content again. They were on pace to be maybe the worst team in the league. And yet I was still having so much fun and so, like, so much enjoyed the atmosphere that was created by these fans. When I was announced as the Fever beat writer, I gained like 100 followers in a day. And I just never really knew how passionate the fans of Indianapolis were. And, I mean, it shouldn't come as a surprise to me because, I mean, like you said, it's the Hoosier State. They love basketball there. And funnily enough, my little brother grew up a fan of the Indiana Pacers and is still a Pacers fan. And he grew up liking the Fever as well. So I guess I should have expected it. But it was a really awesome surprise, and it's definitely been my favorite part of the job, just, you know, seeing the fans engage with me and getting to talk with them about the games. And that made that three-game win streak, no matter how small it may seem on paper, it made it so much more impactful. It was super exciting, you know, to see the Fever cross that threshold into being, you know, a team that's almost there. They're losing games by 1 point. They're losing games by 5 points, 4 points, whatever it may be. That happened, you know, several games in a row, and then they ripped off that three-game win streak, and it was just like, wow, this is entertaining. This is awesome to see. And even though I personally didn't grow up as a fan of the Fever, I grew up liking the Connecticut Sun. I couldn't help but being, like, ecstatic when they beat the Sun and upset them earlier this season. So, yeah, just a fantastic atmosphere coming out of Indianapolis, and like I said, that's been my favorite part of the job so far.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
The Meat Lover's Pizza from Pizza Hut. With over 1 pound of meat and cheese. Pepperoni, bacon, pork, beef, ham, and sausage. Man, that's a lot of meat. $12.99 for a limited time. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Extra charge for certain products. Availability, prices, and combinability of discounts vary.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you. So you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90 Day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with a slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with a slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with a slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Yeah, man, Indianapolis is a great sports city, especially a great basketball town, as you mentioned earlier. And, of course, the Fever have a great history with the likes of Natalie Williams and, of course, with Candace Dupree. And who could forget about Tamika Catchings, who's currently the team's general manager. So a lot of history with the Indiana Fever and definitely just a lot of great basketball history in Indianapolis and in the state of Indiana. Well, Tristan, thank you so much, my man, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody, go more into detail what you do as the Indiana Fever beat writer for Winsider.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoy it. And yeah, I joined on with Winsider this year, and it's been a very new experience, but it's been maybe one of my favorites that I've ever encountered. I've written for a lot of different sites. I've gotten to go to different Zooms, but I can't quite say that any have replicated the kind of atmosphere that you get with writing for a team. You get such exclusive access and get to, connect with the other beat writers. JL Kervin is an awesome writer that works for IndyStar that I've gotten to connect with and talk to. And Tony East is another guy that I've gotten to, be in the Zoom calls with. And he's, funnily enough, somebody I grew up, idolizing and reading, especially as I was going through high school and into college. I go and we cover every game, and we don't necessarily write about every game at Winsider because we're more focused on feature pieces and, breakdowns and takeaways and that kind of thing. So that's what I've been doing there, and I've really enjoyed it so far. I've got a new piece coming up sometime soon about the three-game win streak and what to expect in the second half of the season. But, yeah, I'm so much looking forward to it, and I could not be more thankful for this opportunity.
Rightfully so. And you mentioned about some of the good things about being a beat writer for a specific team. Tristan, in the journalism business or in the broadcasting business for that matter, sometimes there's some journalists that enjoy being a beat writer. They enjoy covering specific teams or specific athletes or even specific sports. Can you go more? Can you explain? Can you tell our listeners? Well, the question I want to ask is, can you give our listeners out there what the positives and negatives are of being a beat writer in terms of covering one specific team or specific assignment?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you get just great access to the other beat reporters. You gain some amazing connections. Like I've gotten to have cover the Miami Heat as well as the NBA for SB Nation. And through that, I've gotten to make some really awesome connections with people that I just never thought I would get the chance to meet. And I've done some work with Basketball Insiders where I've gotten to go on the I've gotten to meet people from like the Athletic and stuff like that. So through the Fever especially, I've been able to make some just astounding connections, whether it be through the Fever's amazing PR or whether it be through other writers or even the players themselves. I mean, you get this just amazing chance, and it's super nerve-wracking, but I mean, it's awesome too to be able to talk to players just pretty much like one-on-one, and a more condensed Zoom setting where, you know, you don't have, you know, hundreds of people. You have just the people that you want to talk to, and you can get, you know, access whenever you need it, especially if you're well known as a beat writer. As for the negatives, I can't say I've encountered too many. Like I said, it is a little nerve-wracking, especially the first few times you get on a Zoom. You see these players, and they're players that you've, you know, watched and held as celebrities for your entire life. I mean, the first time I was on one and I was talking to head coach Marion Stanley, I froze up. It was nerve-wracking because, I mean, she's a Hall of Famer. She's somebody that has done so well in her career, and I've watched that unfold, and she's been doing this for almost as long as I've been alive, and it's just insane to be in that kind of presence. But yeah, I can't really think of too many other negatives other than, you know, it's just very, very nerve-wracking the first few times you do it. Once you have done it a while, though, it
Awesome. That's good that you're involved with that, man. And kudos to you on that as well. Again, tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter or any of the social media platforms, and where can they find your Indiana Fever articles on Windsider?
Yeah, so you can follow me on Twitter at Tristan, TristanR Tucker, TUCKER. You can find me on Instagram as well. I believe that is at Tristan_T0928_. And, yeah, you can follow my articles on Windsider through the team page. You can go. There's a drop-down menu. Click on Indiana Fever, and you'll see all my articles. You can also follow at Windsider on Twitter. That's WINSIDR, no E. And, yeah, we post weekly power rank or biweekly power rankings, so be on the lookout for that. And like I said, be on the lookout for my takeaways for the 3-game win streak coming up.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And with the weekend just 3 days away, it's time to stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with a slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy macanoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Sun, surf, and seduction collide as four Americans return to exotic islands hoping their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story, streaming now only on Discovery+. Start your free trial. Terms apply. 90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery+ original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery+. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Spotify is where millennials and Gen Zs are creating, curating, and experiencing culture. And now they're ready for a reset. Gen Zs can't wait to reconnect with their friends in real life, and millennials are still trying to manage work-life balance at home. One thing they have in common? Audio is helping them navigate what's next.
Audio. Music. Podcast.
ASMR.
Soundscape.
Playlist.
Learn more about both generations and culture next, Spotify's annual trend report.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you a couple of more questions. The recent the WNBA All-Star game had just passed, and we know about Team USA is locked and loaded with Breanna Stewart, Asia Wilson, Brittany Griner, Jewel Lloyd, Sue Bird, also with the reserves, Ariel Atkins, Skylar Diggins-Smith, Chelsea Gray, Diana Taurasi, Nafisa Collier, Tina Charles, and Sylvia Fowles. But I'm looking at Team WNBA, and again, this is – I mean, you can – pick and choose who you want to have on this roster, but I didn't see a member of the Indiana Fever on this Team WNBA roster. If anyone or if there was a player or players that deserved to be on that Team WNBA team, who do you think should have made it for the Fever?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been awesome to see Kelsey Mitchell. I think that she's very deserving of an all-star spot. I think players on the team really are deserving of all-star spots. I mean, Tierra McCowan is pretty awesome. We've already gone over how awesome, Danielle Robinson, Jessica Breland, and some of the other players. Tiffany Mitchell is another one that comes to mind that are very good for this team. I would have loved to see Kelsey Mitchell make it. I'm not going to say I wanted a player from the WNBA All-Star team to not make it, because there are just so many players in the league that are just fantastic, and definitely they all deserve to be where they are. So hopefully for Kelsey, that's something that, you know, she can work towards, or even with Tierra McCowan, that's something that, you know, combined that they can all work towards as a team. And hopefully, you know, getting snubbed shows them, you know, we haven't shown yet on court what we're capable of, and hopefully that will translate to more wins. And I think they definitely can. They have that fighter's mentality.
Okay, and what did you think about the All-Star game and the three-point shootout?
I grew up a fan of the Connecticut Sun, so, you know, getting to see Jonquel Jones do some of the stuff that she did in the three-point shootout was just absolutely absurd. I definitely did not expect that. And then, you know, obviously Allie Quigley is just undisputedly great. I very much enjoyed the game. It was very close. It was very exciting, and I'd love to see more games like that.
Yeah, I would like to see more games too as well, Tristan. But that three-point shootout for me stole the show. I mean, Allie Quigley and Jonquel Jones, they put on a show at that halftime. So, again, his name is Tristan Tucker, and he is the Indiana Fever beat reporter for Winsider. And, again, one more time, Tristan, tell everybody where they can find you on social media. And if there's any other websites that you have, let them know that as well.
Yeah, you can find me at Tristan R. Tucker, TristanTucker, on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at Tristan_T0928_. You can find me on Winsider. You can find me on SB Nation. You can find me on Basketball Insiders. And you can find me over at Technician, which is where I serve as managing editor for the NC State school newspaper. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And his name is Tristan Tucker. And Tristan, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. I had a lot of fun doing this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, same here, man. Thank you again, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Ball 22. Daniel Robinson all the way to the bucket, and that's what she's just known for, pushing the pace. Second consecutive start for them as well. Fever, two on the shot clock. Daniel Robinson, nice kiss off the glass.
You know, the post for Indiana, which caused them to shoot free throws.
Turnover by Ari McDonald. Daniel Robinson not wasting any time with a beautiful reverse. To see Daniel Robinson trying to get the ball into Tierra McCowan, and that's tough, but they have to find different ways to throw different looks at her.
And then help side defense from behind.
The last couple of games they've been tested on the inside. And Tierra McCowan.
And Monique had a defender on her, so.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Film 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with the slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie. A blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time. Fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
That's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Tristan Tucker, the Indiana Fever beat writer for Windsider, and the managing editor for North Carolina State University student newspaper, The Technician. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.